Welcome to the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to help you find healing for your wounds, find hope in your despair, find intimacy in your loneliness, find refuge from the storms of life. Basically, to help you find a deeper walk with Jesus. There's one thing I know after having lived all these years now, and it is this. Our God wastes nothing. He does not waste our sorrows. He does not waste our wounds. And He does not even waste our failures. Hi, I am your host, Dennis Jernigan. I'd like to begin today's podcast with a very special announcement. My brand new recording, a 12-song collection called The Middle of Nowhere, is now available at DennisJernigan.com, on iTunes, and various other streaming services. In addition, my brand new book, also called The Middle of Nowhere, is available on Amazon.com. It details the many times I've felt alone in the middle of nowhere moments of my life, and I try to show how God met me in those moments. I think it will be of great encouragement to you. I really do. And today's podcast is the story behind the third song from this new collection. The song is called I Am Undone. It was born way back on March 13th of 2013. Let me read a quote to you from Matt Hardy. It says this, "Everyone is broken. Every mortal man or woman is broken in some way, shape, or form." Man, isn't that the truth? Adam Clark says this, "This perfection is the restoration of man to the state of holiness from which he fell, by creating him anew in Christ Jesus, and restoring to him that image and likeness of God which he has lost. The world would have me labeled a bigot, a hater, a fool, for daring to say someone might possibly dare to leave behind a homosexual identity in exchange for a heterosexual identity. The old me was undone. The new me is in a constant state of ripping away the grave clothes. I am still being undone. I'm still being reborn, still being rebuilt. I am undone emotionally and in every way by His deeply passionate love for me." The year this song was born, 2013, it was like a whirlwind. Not only was I going to be a grandfather for the first time, but a film crew would be making a documentary of my life in the hopes of obtaining major theatrical release. In addition, and in conjunction with the movie, I was writing my life story in a way and to such a deep level I was left feeling naked and exposed, but in a holy and cleansing and healing way, if you know what I mean. As I think about all these things, I am overwhelmed at God's redeeming love in my life. As the movie, called Sing Over Me, is now available on Amazon Prime, and the book, by the same title, is also available on Amazon, I am more convinced than ever of God's plan and purpose for my life, and more convinced than ever of His deep, abiding love for me. Yes, I was once emotionally undone by my sin, yet bound in a tangle of lies and deceit. But God's love leaves me even more emotionally undone, yet stable and on solid ground, all while He unravels the mess sin had made of my life. This song was born in the midst of all these happenings, and once you hear it, you'll understand the awe and the wonder I feel at the revelation of God's love in my life. That is my prayer for you as well, that you would see and feel and experience God's deep abiding love for you in the here and now. Being undone by God's love requires trust. Following after Jesus in a dark world requires trust. Running the race of life with a sense of purpose and destiny requires trust. Going through middle of nowhere moments when it is difficult to feel loved, to see the light, to believe your purpose, and to know God wastes nothing in the entire process of life requires, you guessed it, trust. When I am undone, I fall apart. The best place I have found to fall apart is in the arms of Jesus. To be undone by His love is to be restored in the deepest, darkest recesses of my soul. Yes, I am physically, emotionally, and mentally undone by Parkinson's. But I'm learning to allow that undoneness to teach me how to glory in, even boast in my weakness that He might be strong in me. God has been so faithful throughout the course of my life to pick up the broken pieces of my existence and put them back together. He has restored my soul so many countless times before. What He has been faithful to do in the past, guess what? He is faithful to do in the here and now. My diagnosis did not surprise God or catch Him off guard. He is still the same loving, redeeming God who wastes nothing, whose love for me is a promise from His word to me. So how does Parkinson's change or affect His restorative love for me? It doesn't. I am once again undone, and once again, Father has met me there. He is using Parkinson's for His kingdom and for His glory and for my good. I trust Him. Period. Let's listen to the song, I Am Undone, and allow the Holy Spirit to minister His deep, restorative love to our souls right where we are, in the here and the now.
You took my broken heart, once cast aside like trash is. You made my heart brand new, brought beauty from the ashes. And here I stand in awe of perfect love and power. Here I stand. I am undone by Your mercy. I am undone by Your grace. I am undone by Your goodness and Your sure, strong embrace. I am undone by Your dying. I am undone by such love. I am undone by Your sacrifice. Who could love me that much? I am undone. I am undone. That life worth living. You filled my heart with joy, reduced me to thanksgiving. And here I stand in awe of perfect love and power. Here I stand in awe of my God. I am undone by Your mercy. I am undone by Your grace. I am undone by Your goodness and Your sure, strong embrace. I am undone by Your dying. I am undone by such love. I am undone by Your sacrifice. Who could love me that much? I am undone. I am undone. I am undone by your mercy. I am undone by your grace. I am undone by your goodness and your sure, strong embrace. I am undone. I am undone by such love. I am undone by your sacrifice. Who could love me that much? I am undone.
Father, we are undone by your mercy. Our souls are undone by your incredible, redeeming love. Thank you for your presence. In Jesus' name, amen. Isaiah 55:11 says this, "So will my word be which goes forth from my mouth. It will not return to me empty without accomplishing what I desire, and without succeeding in the matter for which I sent it." Bottom line is this, and I've already said it a couple of times today, but our God wastes nothing. He does not waste our sorrows. He does not waste our wounds. He does not even waste our failures. That's amazing love. That's redeeming love. That's restoring love. Let's allow our souls to be undone by that love in an intimate way today as we walk in simple trust of the fact that God loves us right where we are, but loves us enough to not leave us there. Well, that's today's episode of the Dennis Jernigan Podcast, and it's brought to you as usual by mpdesignsjewelry.com. At mpdesignsjewelry.com, you'll find beautifully crafted, one-of-a-kind jewelry, or you can have the artisan, my beautiful wife, Melinda, create a special piece for that someone special in your life. And if you haven't already done so, subscribe to the Dennis Jernigan Podcast right now and make it a part of your weekly routine. It's free and it's easy. Just hit the subscribe button and you're all set. If you enjoy these podcasts, please consider leaving a review on iTunes or wherever you listen. Your reviews really do go a long way in helping get the word out about the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. And if you don't mind, would you just take a couple of minutes right now and leave me a review? And to help with the ongoing costs of and creation of this podcast, would you consider becoming a member of my team? If so, just go to patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan to find out more. That's patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan. Now, there's one more way you can give toward the work of ministry God has called me to. Just go to allinallchurch.com and click the Donate Online button. It's simple, it's easy, and you might just be encouraged by one of the teaching blogs I've posted there. Check it out, allinallchurch.com. You can join us on online the first Wednesday of each month for worship as well. Just go to facebook.com/official.dennisjernigan at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. That's facebook.com/official.dennisjernigan at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Mark it on your calendar. Worship with All in All Church, first Wednesday of each month. And don't forget to check out some of my books on Amazon, like my autobiography I mentioned earlier, Sing Over Me, or the follow-up book, Renewing Your Mind. I also have two fantasy book series. I also have several children's books, several devotional books, and a novel called The Short Life. Check them out for me when you get a chance. They're all on Amazon.com. Thank you so much for joining me here on the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. If you would like more information on me or my story or my music, you can go to DennisJernigan.com. You can also follow me on Facebook. You can follow me on Instagram. You can find me on iTunes. And if you would like an MP3 of the song, I Am Undone, from the studio recording The Middle of Nowhere, just go to the store at DennisJernigan.com or go to iTunes. And if you want lead sheets for your worship team, just go to PraiseCharts.com and look them up there. And remember this, if you remember nothing else from today's podcast, remember this, God loves you, and so do I. Now go and be who Father says you are.